with trainer Mark Cassie.
Absolutely. Love to hear what Mark has to say.
I'm sure he has plenty of things to say after War of Will was interfered with in that historic decision in the Kentucky Derby last Saturday, interfered with by the unofficial winner, Maximum Security, who was moved all the way down to 17th for causing that interference, not just with War of Will, but Long Range Toddy and Bodie Express. Mark is with us now. Mark, what's new?
Oh, nothing. It's been kind of a boring 4 or 5 days. I'm being sarcastic.
Look, I mean, this has been just a wild time for you and your career, for everybody in thoroughbred racing. As I mentioned, unprecedented that we've got to have a horse finish first in the Kentucky Derby, then be disqualified. It moved all the way back to 17th, for that matter. Jude and I both agree it was the correct call that the stewards made by the letter of the law, by the book. They had to make that call, whether it was the Kentucky Derby or a $10,000 claiming race.
Hello?
Hello.
Do you have me?
I lost you guys.
Are you there now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. All right, good. Well, we were saying, Mark, that we agree that it was the correct call that the stewards made. They had to make that decision, whether it was the Kentucky Derby or a $10,000 claimer. Interference is interference. Obviously, it was your horse that was affected most by this. Do you agree?
I agree 100%. You know, I said in a few interviews afterwards, I think one of the reasons, a couple reasons it took so long, obviously, the magnitude of the decision. They wanted to make darn sure that they did it right. And then also where they were going to place them. But, you know, and I also said if that had been the last race that day, it would have taken 3 or 4 minutes to make the decision. And you know, we're so fortunate for so many reasons, but it could have been catastrophic if I don't know how. I said it's a small miracle that War of Will and Tyler remained on their feet, but who knows what would have happened if that hadn't, you know, if they had went down.
Visiting with trainer Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Yeah, that was one of my biggest concerns, too. Somehow, some way, we avoided catastrophe there at the top of the stretch because we were very, very close to having those two horses, Maximum Security and War of Will, be tangled up. Look, your horse, Mark, was full of run. He was making that move on the outside, and, you know, it's disheartening because you put all that work in, all that time, all that effort, you do everything right, and then there's so many things that can go wrong in a horse race, and people just have to understand there's more ways to lose a race than there is to win one.
You know, and I agree with you, and obviously I've been wanting to, you know, win the Kentucky Derby since I was a little boy. So Norman was standing next to me. We were watching the race, all our family and friends were watching the race from the paddock. And about the 5/16 pole, Norman put his arm around me and he said, "I think you're going to win the Kentucky Derby," or something like that. And that's, you know, that's the way he was moving. There's so many things that can go wrong, but up to that point, it hadn't been perfect. I would have liked to seen him not pull quite as much as he did. But he was locked and loaded and was starting to move up, you know, next to Maximum Security. Now, I know there's a lot of experts out there that, you know, have differing opinions. And as I've said, only God knows what would have happened had we got up next to him. The disheartening part was that we never got that opportunity. All in all, though, after the race, I could have been it wasn't as upsetting to me as you would think. And I just, going through my mind, I just kept saying to myself, you know, we're okay. The horse is okay. Tyler's okay. you know, we didn't, that would have been the biggest disaster in horse racing history. And especially right now, it's not something, you never need it. You never want it. But with all the turmoil going on right now with horse racing, that would have, that could have been the end of it. And so through all that, I thought I took it well. And to this day, I don't really have, I have no ill feelings. I did end up getting upset a few days later, but I only got upset after there were shots taken at Tyler and shots taken at War of Will, which when I first heard about it, I thought somebody had their facts wrong, and I laughed about it because I said, how could that be? It just doesn't even seem possible that anybody would bring it up.
Yeah, that was a little bit bizarre. I think you were so lucky to get this horse back to where you got him after his bad luck at Fairgrounds. And then, you know, to have him make that move and look like he's going to win, I mean, that had to feel fantastic. And then the carpet gets snatched out from under him again, so to speak. Maybe that's why you were so calm afterwards, because you've seen a lot with this horse.
Well, you know, and I've been doing it for 40 years, so I've seen a lot of things. I mean, what happened to us in the Kentucky Derby 2 years ago was hard to take as well. Classic Empire got wiped out, 100 yards, not even 50 yards out of the gate. But I still came away satisfied knowing that we had done our job and that we had him ready to go and at the top of his game. So that's what I kind of have to, put in my mind. I know there's only the racing gods give us and they take it away. But I feel like my team, led by David Carroll, did all they could do to have him the best they can be, and he was just very unfortunate.
Yeah, certainly unfortunate, but fortunate as well that this wasn't a whole lot worse than it turned out to be. As we know, Gary West went on NBC television afterwards, and he talked about the Kentucky Derby and how Churchill basically accused them of being greedy, wanting 20 horses in there. I didn't really get that rationale, Mark, because his horse was on the lead the whole way. He was the one that maybe was not affected in any stretch of the imagination with Maximum Security because his horse was in front the entire way. I didn't really understand those comments and didn't understand some of the comments about the stewards and the decision that they made. I understand he's disappointed. He should be disappointed. But this in no way had anything to do with anybody except for his horse, Maximum Security. And you mentioned the different shots that were taken at War of Will and at Tyler Gaffalione. Your owner, Gary Barber, came out with his own statement and in no uncertain terms said, hey, our horse was the one that was affected. He did not cause any of the interference. And he made it a point to say that there was in no way any way that War of Will was involved in that interference other than being affected by Maximum Security.
Yeah, I kind of thought the 20 horses and Maximum Security, I thought that had about as much to do as Lasix with the breakdowns at Santa Anita. if anything, their horse probably benefited from the large field because he was on the lead and, other horses get into trouble. And while you're on that, we're on that subject. I don't have a problem with 20 horses. I've talked to Johnny Velasquez and I had a nice conversation the other day. And, in Hong Kong, Japan, a lot of places, they run 20 horses and more. And as he said, he didn't have a problem with it. Where we have a problem, and I'm hoping, and I want to talk to Churchill Downs about it. I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to say it, and that is, if we're going to run 20 horses at Churchill Downs, we need a 20-horse starting gate. A lot of the issues that occur early on in the race, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Japan and Hong Kong and those places, for the first eighth of a mile, you have to continue to keep your lane. A lot of our problems is the way the gate sits, and then everybody rushing to get over. And there's really not a rush. They have over a quarter of a mile to the first turn. If everybody could kind of maintain their same lanes, then the horses that are going to come from behind will fall back. The stalkers will be there somewhere in the middle, and the speed will go on, and we would have a lot less problems. I think the 20 horses is one of the things that makes the Kentucky Derby so great and so fun to watch and to, you know, why people watch it. So I'm okay with the 20 horses, but I'm not okay with us to continue to use the starting gate the way we are.
Let's fast forward to the Preakness. What's your horse up to? How's his time since the Derby, and what are you planning to do with them leading up to the Preakness?
Well, Kim Carroll, David's wife, been getting on him yesterday. She got on him and she said he felt like $1 million. I said, that's not good enough. So she galloped him this morning and came back and said he felt like $10 million. I said, well, we're getting closer. That's good. So he trained extremely well this morning. The plan is for him to ship on Monday to Pimlico, just like we did with Classic Empire prior to his second place finish in the Preakness. And he'll train. He'll probably have Tuesday morning off and train on Wednesday, and I plan to be there at that point in time.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing War of Will, and preferably a clean trip for War of Will in the Preakness Stakes. We'll have that coverage for you beginning on Wednesday next week with our coverage of the post position draw and our special Maryland Industry Showcase show. All of that comes up Wednesday. We'll be there on site all week long with programming. We'll cover the Black-Eyed Susan on Friday and then bring you all that Preakness Day coverage on Saturday. You can visit horseracingradio.net to see a complete schedule. Mark, I'm sure we'll get a chance to catch up with you there. We'll talk a little Preakness and try to put this Derby behind us and move forward. Give my best to your granddaughter, Ruby. She seemed a bit devastated by the result on social media.
I have to tell you something funny, Mike, is we have friends that, you know, only really watch the Derby and they don't understand it. And they're taking it worse than anybody. I will say this. I do believe there'll be more people watching the races, you know, controversy. Everybody likes controversy. So now we had one of our dear friends, it's been a few days now, and he just said, I can't get over it. I just can't get it out of my mind. And I said to him, Tom, you have to move on. So this is, I find it interesting, but I'm ready to start talking about the Preakness and stop worrying about the Derby.
All right, my friend. We'll see you in Baltimore, and all the best over the next week or so with War of Will.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.